This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with President Joe Biden at the White House on Thursday, where Biden was set to announce a new $325 million aid package for Ukraine.
Mr. President, it's an honor to welcome you back to the White House and the Oval Office. And earlier this week at the UN General Assembly, I made it clear that that no nation can be truly secure in the world if, in fact, we don't stand up and defend the freedom of the Ukraine from facing this Russian brutality and aggression.
The U.S. has sent some $113 billion in security and humanitarian aid to help Zelensky's government since Russia invaded in February 2022. The new military aid package for Ukraine includes air defense systems and other weaponry to help Kyiv ahead of a tough winter, officials said. Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as leader of both Fox's parent company and his News Corp media holdings. Fox says he will become chairman emeritus of both corporations. His son Lachlan will control both companies. He built his empire from a single newspaper in Australia. He moved to England, then the United States with the invention of Fox News and the purchases of both the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. Fox News Channel has profoundly influenced television and the nation's politics, making Murdoch a hero to some and pariah to others. India has halted all visa services for citizens of Canada and told it to reduce its diplomatic staffing as a rift widens between the countries after Canada's leaders said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there were, quote, credible allegations of Indian involvement in the assassination of a Sikh separatist leader on its soil. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A European Union report obtained by Reuters warns that by 2030, Europe could become as dependent on China for lithium-ion batteries and fuel cells as it was on Russian energy before Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Here's VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
Europe is taking steps to develop its own battery ecosystem, such as the European Battery Alliance, which tries to stimulate investment, research and development. France opened its first electric car battery factory in May.
L'objectif, ce n'est pas qu'il y ait uniquement des usines de batteries. Il faut que nous maîtrisions l'ensemble de la chaîne de valeur.
China is investing heavily in sourcing raw materials such as cobalt, lithium and manganese. Beijing opened a $300 million lithium processing plant in Zimbabwe in July. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
A U.S. contractor originally from Ethiopia has been arrested on espionage charges. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Justice Department says a government contractor is accused of providing a foreign country classified information that he downloaded and printed from his work computer system. Abraham Teklu Lema, who was originally from Ethiopia, had a top secret security clearance and access to classified information through contracting positions with the Departments of State and Justice. He is accused of using an encrypted messaging application to transmit maps, photographs, and satellite imagery to the foreign government. Court papers do not identify the country Lem is accused of spying for, but the documents do refer to travel back and forth over the past year and a half to a country where he has family ties. Norman Hall, Washington.
As the UN General Assembly debate continued into its third day, human rights lawyer Amal Clooney and world leaders Thursday pleaded for more attention to be paid to the war in Sudan and for accountability in fighting that has killed thousands.
The tragedy that I'm describing is one that we've seen before. We literally could be having this conversation 20 years ago. Targeted ethnic violence, the burning of villages, mass murder, and fleeing civilian. That was Darfur. 2 decades ago. And now this nightmare is unfolding again. Why? We all know it's because those responsible for the crimes were never forced to answer for them.
Ethnically motivated attacks perpetuated by Sudan's RSF and allied militia have killed hundreds in West Darfur, the United Nations human rights chief said this month. The Biden administration is giving temporary legal status to some Afghan migrants. The Department of Homeland Security says in its Thursday announcement that the decision to give temporary protected status to Afghans who arrived after March 15, 2022 and before September 20, 2023 would affect roughly 14,600 Afghans. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.